Welcome to Shomachshava on the Daf, Shir Spanzo, Lui Nishmas, Aram Yaakoshov, and Leah Basitzchok. We're holding in Bava Kamma, Daf Kofches. The Mishnah Amud Beis brings that if someone stole from his father, and he did a shvua, a false shvua, and then the father was nifter, the son needs to return the keren and chaymish and asham, needs to pay back to get kapara, and he can't keep it for himself as a yerush, as someone who inherited his father. So then he needs to give the money that he owes either lebonov or leechov, either to the sons or the brothers. Who are the sons or the brothers referring to? So Rashi says lebonov or leechov means the sons of his father, meaning his brothers, or leechov, the brothers of his father, meaning his uncles. But Tosfos learns lebonov or leechov means Labanov means to the children of the thief, the gazlon who stole from his father, he gives it to his children who are the grandchildren of the one who was nifter, or to his brothers, which are the sons of the one who was nifter. What is the shoresh ha-machlekes here between the rishonim? So as many of the achronim say, it's brought down in the Kovet Zahoris of Rabbi Chonon Wasserman, Sabshat is like this. There is Seder Yerusha that the Torah gave us. But the son, he gets the Yerusha from his father. If there's no son, it goes to the daughter. If there's no children, it goes to the father or to the brother. And then it goes to the rest of the family. If there is a son, but the son is unable to inherit, do we say that the brother of the father is a Yerush? Or are we saying, no, if there's a son over here, the brother is like a nochri, he's like a stranger. And that's a lashon of the Rashba in Shuvas, that's what the Kovet Zahoris is speaking about. The Rashba in Shuvas says, if I have a son over here, so any other family member is considered to be a stranger, is considered to be a nochri, like any other person in the market. He's not a Yerush. If there's no son, then someone else comes instead. But Rashi learns, no. Even if there's a son here, the brother of the father, the uncle, it's still a Yerush, just the son comes first. But the minute the son can't be Yerush, so the brother steps in, the uncle steps in and takes the money. So in other words, the question is, are Yerushim, which are secondary, still have a category of Yerushim, or they're not Yerushim at all? The Avinezer has a very long tshuva, very famous tshuva, speaking about Yerusha and Rabbonus. Says, and we talk about the discussion, when a person is nifter, and the son wants to be the Rav instead. So he goes on a long tshuva about that. And in that tshuva, he has a discussion. What happens if there is no son? Does the son-in-law, can he yoyrish the rabbonus of his father, of his shver? So he brings the machlekes rishonim regarding this. And he brings the Teres Kohanim, the Medrash, that the Medrash seems to say that if the son is not roi, is not appropriate, to take over his father, so then you give the srara, you give the job to somebody else. So seemingly it's a raya that you don't give the srara to anybody but the son. But the Rambam paskens that you do give the srara to somebody else when there's no son. How will he fit with the Teres Kohanim? Says the Avinezer in the same idea that the Rochon Wasserman says. If there's no son, so then the Yerusha, the inheritance, goes to somebody else in the family. But if there is a son, but the son is now roi, he's not appropriate to be the one inheriting his father, so then you don't say it goes to somebody else. Because if there is a son, nobody else is considered to be a Yerush. Nobody else is considered to be an inheritant. He is nobody, he's a Nachri. So if the son cannot be, then you have to give it to somebody else. If there's no son, so another member of the family will inherit the Rabbanus. If there is a son, nobody else in the family is considered to be a Yerush, and therefore it could go, if the son cannot be taking over his father's position, you give it to somebody else completely. And with this idea, maybe one can suggest, that this is the pshat in the Medrash that's brought down, that when Bnei Tzlofchot came to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, if there's no son, who will get the Yerusha? And then came the parsha of Yerusha, if there's no son, you give it to the daughter, if there's no daughter, you give it to somebody else in the family. So it says in the Medrash, once Moshe Rabbeinu learned that, so Moshe Rabbeinu came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, I want my children to take over my position as the leaders of Klal Yisrael. And all the Mefarshim asked, what's the Sheiches? Moshe Rabbeinu already knew that a son inherits his father. He just didn't know that if there's no son, it goes to somebody else. So why, once he heard the story of Notzlovchot, now he said, I want my children to take over my position? But according to this Avnei Nezer, maybe the Pshat is like this. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that a son inherited. But if the son cannot, is not roy to be Irish, so then there's no son anymore. So then it goes to somebody else. But once we came and learned through Ibn Tzavchot that there's a whole process of Yerusha. If it doesn't go to the son, it goes to somebody else in the family. So then Moshe Rabbeinu, oh, 1 second, so now I'm coming with my claim. I want my sons to be Irish. Meaning, what the Midrash means to say, if not my sons, they give it to somebody else in the family. Why would you give it to somebody not from the family? Why should Yeshua be the leader? According to the Avnei Nezer Pshat in the Rambam, Efsha, that's the answer Kosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu. Kosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm sorry, but your sons did not learn Torah, at least like Yeshua, not on the same level. So they're not right to be Irish. If they're not right to be Irish, it doesn't go to any other person in the family. And it only goes to somebody else in the family if there's no son. But if there is a son, nobody else is considered to be a Irish, so it doesn't go to anybody else, it goes to a stranger. Maybe that's what you could suggest, a pshat and the medrash. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.